Reverend Graham in Chicago in 1971. There he died at his home in North Carolina, 99 years old. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are back to record-breaking territory again today and for the next few days. For today, high temperature in the lower 80s. That should easily break the record of 80. A sun-cloud mix again with spotty showers possible, and then mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature 66. Tomorrow, rain chances under 20%. High around 83. That'll easily break tomorrow's record. Low 80s again on Friday, near the record. Then scattered showers Saturday, and showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Saturday night into Sunday. With severe weather season approaching, time to get our free weather app on your phone or tablet. It has interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus instant push notifications for severe weather watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J. U.S. District Judge has ruled that Doyle Lee Ham's request to block his execution this week won't play. Ham maintains the veins in his arms have been damaged by lymphoma and hepatitis in recent years and that lethal injection would be very painful. He's scheduled to be executed Thursday for the 87 murder of motel clerk Patrick Cunningham. Ham's attorney has asked the judge to reconsider and will appeal. Montgomery Water Works completed repair on a 6-inch water main that broke in the 300 block of Merrimack Drive just off McGee Road. The break created a large hole in the pavement, threw debris through the windows of a home and a vehicle. The house had water damage. Officials said the pipe had been patched with clay in past years, which is what broke. There was no leak or warning before the main burst. And 2018 will mark 50 years of Fred Rogers in America. PBS will have a feature documentary on Rogers. There will also be a postage stamp and a feature film starring Tom Hanks. That's headlines. I'm Wendell J.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
If you've been delaying that oil change, replacing those brake pads, or ignoring that check engine light, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and use your tax refund to take care of problems you've been putting off. Spend a little of your tax refund on your vehicle now and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For 13 seasons, Blake Shelton has ruled the country roost on The Voice. But next Monday, will this cowboy finally meet his match? Meet the new country queen of The Voice, 3-time Grammy winner Kelly Clarkson.
I am a country girl, but I know Blake. He's going to be like, she knows nothing about country music.
Can Kelly take down the country king?
Nobody else has brought a country artist to the finale.
That's because I haven't been here.
Find out next Monday when The Voice returns on NBC.
Did you know electrical fires account for an estimated 51,000 home fires each year? With over half caused by faulty outlets and outdated wiring. Don't put your home and family at risk. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for all your electrical repair and installation needs. The experienced service professionals at Mr. Electric respect your time, your budget, and your home. They offer upfront pricing, emergency services, and appointments on your schedule. From fixing a faulty switch to upgrading an electrical panel, you'll know exactly what you're paying for. Call today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Schools across the country have been dealing with threats after last week's attack.
In DeSoto County, Mississippi, two 16-year-old boys are behind bars on charges of cyber stalking following an alleged threat to a high school. Additional security added this week in Hamilton County, Indiana, at Carmel High School. In Akron, Ohio, a student made a social media threat posting, "I hate Florida, part two."
London-based lawyer Alex van der Zwaan has been charged with lying to the special counsel's office about work he did for Ukraine. Van der Zwaan is the son-in-law of a Russian oligarch.
Pharmacy chain Rite Aid is being carved up after Walgreens agreed to buy part of it. Grocery store giant Albertsons, which owns brands like Safeway and Vons, now says it'll take the rest.
Took a few phone calls, but Jeanette Fox in Westchester, Pennsylvania, got her son excused from jury duty. He's 11 years old.
The Trump administration is going to allow the sale of short-term, cheap, and less comprehensive health care plans. The policies are less expensive because they are not subject to the requirements of the Affordable Care Act, like mandating those essential health benefits, such as emergency, maternity, or mental health care.
30 states under weather alerts right now.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Stock market is up, just the right one I said, up 146 points. Temperature outside is 80 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How we doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing extremely well. Young Daniel Morris came over last night and worked on some stuff. He's applying for the law schools. They were trying to get his strategy up for that, and had to have a couple of adult beverages as we resolve every problem in the world, but you don't remember it the next day what your solutions are. 272-9228, first-time caller. Essentially, let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Yes, $50 gift card. We're doing that drawing today. So call in, a first-time caller. Then we have the Sweet Creek Farm Market. That's open to any caller. Very few people are on that list. So call in and let us know. If you haven't been down to Sweet Creek Farm Market on Highway 231, you need to go. Well, at age 99, Billy Graham passed away. And I want to play some of the clips from that, but kind of on the personal note, I had an opportunity to meet Billy Graham twice. And the first time, the story goes, is we're in Indianapolis at a hotel, and Reagan had overnighted at the hotel. And so the next morning, Billy Graham was going to come in and have breakfast with him. So I was the advance guy for the trip, and so I get word that that Billy Graham's on his way, so I'm out there at the front entrance of the hotel, and so I'm tell David Fitcher to start moving Reagan, and so so he'll be there when Billy Graham pulls up. We didn't want him to wait too long. We had a little holding area over there, so he's holding, and then I see the car coming in, and so I radio Fisher and tell him to move Rawhide. And it's kind of a cloudy, overcast day that was there. So he pulls up, and Reagan goes out and meets him at the door at the car. And as soon as Billy Graham steps out of his car, the sun comes out. I'm not lying. And Mike Deaver looks at me like, goes, this is before, we're still in a contest against George Bush and Jim Baker isn't on staff. And Mike Deaver looks at me like, what? Something we should know here? And sun came out. They went and had breakfast. It was supposed to have been like a 45-minute hour, hour 45 later. And we had to get somewhere. We had to go get him on the airplane to go to his next state because it was during the primaries. It was just so funny. It's just in the sun shining from that point on. I mean, it's like the clouds departed. The other time I met him is that as an advanced guy, we were very interested in how they were doing very large crowd events. Our crowd numbers had really increased. And so we had made contact with the Billy Graham Crusade, and there was going to be an event down in Virginia Beach. So I drove down to go see that. I wanted to meet the advanced staff and kind of talk to them and see how they did it, how do they plan, and watch it execute. Because, I mean, when you're doing stadium crowds of 50, 60,000 people,
right.
These guys know what they're doing. We were probably the largest crowd we ever had was like 20 plus thousand at that time, but we're ramping it up. We're trying to get bigger crowds. So I met with this advanced staff, met with their team, went through the countdown meetings and all that to kind of see what they were doing, and then was going to watch the event. And my counterpart, the guy who was there, head of advance for that particular event, invited me to go backstage. And when Billy Graham came in, he introduced us again. And I told him that I worked for Reagan. I met him when he met Reagan in Indianapolis back during the primaries. And he said he remembered. And I mean, he only got him meets hundreds of thousands of people.
Right, right.
So he goes in, and it's just like we do. It's got a holding room, holding area. They call him out. They're going to introduce him, and boom, he comes up on the stage, place lights up, and very unpretentious. Not rah-rah rally, but he is trying to, he's saying, praise the Lord and thank be to God for this event, and he's trying to settle him down. I watched that guy give a speech, and I was blown away at how he had the crowd completely in control, in his control, or in the spirit's control, I would say. It was absolutely amazing. And we actually started kind of adopting some of the things that they were doing, particularly the coming out on stage. You would normally kind of do an announcement, and now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, dun, 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 come out. And we started kind of changing some of that, where it had more of the feel that we're all in the event together, which is clearly what I got out of the Billy Graham Crusade. But it was a real eye-opener for me, and we took some of those pieces and took it back and used it, and you can kind of see a part of that in the HB9 and the Mr. Gorbachev Tear Down This Wall event and some of the other big stuff that we did. Let's go ahead and go to Eric. And Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show before I get into the Billy Graham piece.
What's up, Dan?
How are you?
Fine. How you doing, John?
Good.
Hey, I had a question, Dan. I meant to ask you this yesterday, but I sneak calls in during work hours. Mm-hmm. I'm on the left right now. You have a news about the Fox Hour News about an 11-year-old that got jury duty. Now, maybe it's just me, but the only way you get selected for jury duty is you have to be a registered voter, correct?
That is correct.
I'm not crazy.
Where did this happen?
I think it was in somewhere up north in Maryland. I don't remember that, but I know it was an 11-year-old. Today's piece was after a few phone calls, she got him excused to only 11.
Yeah, it's happened in Des Moines, Iowa. Is that correct? KCCI, Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Yes, Pennsylvania.
So he gets a jury duty letter, and they call and say, he's only 11 years old.
Yes.
So you're saying something was wrong with the voter rolls?
Absolutely. I think that there's, at the very, very least, somebody needs to investigate that. At the very least. I mean, I'm just your average guy, and I mean, I've been registered to vote for, 4 years now. Y'all are the ones that actually enticed me to vote and get involved and vote.
Well, we're glad you did.
Yeah. So, And I've been doing this for 4 years. I haven't got a jury summons yet. So,
well, let me tell you something. You really don't want to get one.
Well,
it's a job killer.
Somebody's got to do it, I guess.
Yeah, no, we want people like you in the jury versus a lot of other people that we have.
Well, yeah, that's probably what would disqualify me.
Yeah, just if you want to be disqualified, just give them your political viewpoints, right, Joey?
Oh, wow. don't want me on the jury.
Yeah, they
don't. I like guns.
Yeah, they just walk in and have a noose in your hand. That'll do it. I was on jury duty. I was called in with a very famous SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, Potok. He was there with me. And there were a bunch of people that were in the room that recognized me, including some people from the Attorney General's office. And we were sitting talking about everything. And I said, well, do you think they'll take somebody like me? And they went, no. you and Potok are not going to be chosen. Neither one. For the absolute opposite reasons, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah, as soon as you find out, they find out who you are or what you do, they ain't going anywhere near you.
Now, I do have a question since we're on this topic. What would disqualify you from that? Like, obviously the prosecution would probably prefer somebody with conservative viewpoints, but the defense generally doesn't want that, or...
Well, the things that will kind of disqualify you, because I kind of enjoyed doing it so I could learn about it. I'd been on jury duty before. I had not been on jury duty as a radio talk show host. What will happen is if you are there and the crime you may be seeing you've experienced before, they'll probably take you out for that. If you've had a family member that has, for example, been murdered, and it's a murder trial, they'll probably will not choose you. Then they'll ask you questions about your belief, and do you think somebody should own a firearm type thing? They'll ask you conservative, liberal questions. They'll ask you, did they ask you about jury nullification?
No, well, I didn't even get to that point. Okay. I just had to fill out a very lengthy questionnaire in the mail.
Right.
And they didn't call me back after that.
I wonder why, Joey.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because it's like, hey, you're going to be working any drug cases? You don't want me on the. You don't want me on your jury.
Jury nullification by Joey Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I'm going to go eat, so I'll sleep with me all the rest of the day.
Thanks, Eric. Have a good day. Let's go to a break coming back, and we'll play Billy Graham's story here.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear. year with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hidden away at Wind Creek Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery. Itabina.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Nothing but blue sky. I see bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
One of my absolute favorites. Start us out. Listen to this thing all the way to California, driving an RV, and then all the way back. And do every single word of every single song.
All of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Okay, let's, I can listen to that all day. Let's listen to the Billy Graham story.
Accept his revelation of himself by faith.
You have to come by faith in Christ. That's the way to God, is through Jesus.
For more than half a century, Billy Graham brought his message of Christian faith to followers around the world, hundreds of millions of them, more than any preacher in history.
I believe that we Americans have a choice to make.
God has sent me out as a warrior on the five continents to preach the gospel, and I must continue until he gives the signal that I'm to stop.
William Franklin Graham Jr. grew up on a North Carolina dairy farm in a strict religious family. As a boy, he dreamed of being a baseball player, but heartbroken after a breakup, he turned to religion.
I said yes to Jesus Christ.
Graham found his calling, and in 1949 got his big break, preaching at a tent revival in Los Angeles.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has an answer to every problem that you face. Jesus.
Newspaper tycoon William Randolph Hearst took notice and told his editors to promote Graham. It made Billy Graham a national figure and taught him the power of modern media.
And we have used television and radio and the press and every way we possibly can to communicate the fact that Christ can transform human lives.
He was a strident beginner.
I'm only telling you what the Bible says.
But Graham learned how to touch people's hearts.
And when you go home tonight, you don't go alone. Christ goes with you. He loves you.
That really was something that he did, is he learned how to harness media. And he would go in and get radio time, for example, and then broadcast his revival, the crusade, and then he got into television where we were doing satellite and doing link-ups and everything. And it was so futuristic for a evangelist to use that type of platform versus a tent, which is what he basically did. Is he glorified the tent, was doing big arenas, huge coliseums in foreign countries, and he really tapped into this. This is in the second part.
He took his message of salvation across the country and around the world in hundreds of crusades to nearly every country on earth.
Jesus loves me.
Reaching millions, one soul at a time.
I don't want them to follow me. I'm only a tool in the hands of God to proclaim a message of good news.
His sanctuary was his North Carolina mountain home with his wife Ruth and their five children. But his work often called him away.
And I think America is in for the judgment of God unless we turn around and change our way of living.
Billy Graham wasn't perfect, slow to embrace civil rights, quick to support the Vietnam War. But he had integrity, and his ministry was untouched by scandal. He forged relationships with presidents throughout his career, mutually beneficial alliances that made him the closest thing this country has ever had to a national pastor.
Oh, God, we consecrate Richard Milhouse Nixon.
God bless President and Mrs. Reagan.
Graham was especially close to Richard Nixon. Too close, he later acknowledged. After the revelations of Watergate, he learned his lesson.
I'm staying out of partisan politics from now on.
He did. Every single president he had some kind of relationship with, and they would all wanted to meet him, including Bill Clinton, and that he actually kind of gave Bill Clinton a little bit of a glow, a halo effect by his presence. He didn't endorse him, but the fact that he was there as an advisor, I think, helped. I understand that Billy Graham was, you know, getting him, he was on the forgiveness side of the equation with Bill Clinton and asking for God's forgiveness. Let's listen to the last portion of the Billy Graham story.
Years later, White House tapes surfaced on which Graham himself was heard with Nixon making anti-Semitic remarks, a rare misstep for which he apologized.
You know what Jesus said?
America turned to Billy Graham for comfort in times of tragedy, from the assassination of President Kennedy.
The president is in eternity tonight.
To the terrorist attacks of 9/11.
Why does God allow evil like this to take place?
In later years, slowed by Parkinson's disease, he turned over his ministry to his son, Franklin. At the dedication of his library in 2007, three presidents paid tribute.
I feel like I've been attending my own funeral.
Billy Graham often said he did not fear death, but welcomed it, because he would finally be in the presence of God.
I would like to be remembered as a person who was faithful to God and faithful to my call and did it with integrity and with love.
Billy Graham passed away at age 99, 7:36, I believe, this morning. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by.
when you're in love, my, how they fly by me. Days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury Infiniti, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80. Big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition, and the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365-horsepower Stinger sedan arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third-row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. There are gun control rallies happening today at the Florida State Capitol in Tallahassee, with survivors of last week's school shooting in Parkland, Florida, lobbying lawmakers to get something done.
A lot of these legislators have children, and they need to understand that if this was their children, then they should stand up for it, and they're there with us or against us.
Other people from Parkland are joining President Trump at the White House today at a meeting about school shootings. A friend and counselor to many presidents, the Reverend Billy Graham, died this morning. He preached the gospel of Jesus to tens of millions of people.
When you get hit on one side, he says, turn the other cheek. He never said what to do after that. But he did say, forgive 70 times 7. Count that up.
Reverend Graham in Chicago in 1971. There he died at his home in North Carolina, 99 years old. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are back to record-breaking territory again today and for the next few days. For today, high temperature in the lower 80s. That should easily break the record of 80. A sun-cloud mix again with spotty showers possible, and then mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature 66. Tomorrow, rain chances under 20%. High around 83. That'll easily break tomorrow's record. Low 80s again on Friday near the record. Then scattered showers Saturday, and showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Saturday night into Sunday. With severe weather season approaching, time to get our free weather app on your phone or tablet. It has interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus instant push notifications for severe weather watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Have you ever felt a southern night?
272-9228, that's where we are. I'm excited. I got Mr. Electric coming out tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. to look at my deck. So we can get some light on the subject there. Really looking forward to that. By the way, y'all had asked me, Dana is the name of the lady who answers the phone. Several people have said, she is the nicest person. I go, I know, of course, Miss Mr. Electric. We've got a gentleman who was in Ramadi in the 2006 taking of Ramadi that's going to be on the air with us at 2:30. He's got a brand new book that just came out. He was on Fox and Friends yesterday, just literally came out yesterday. And so we're going to be one of the first people to have him. Hussein? Major Scott Hussein, and he was in the Marines there. He's going to be talking about Operation Iraqi Freedom in the Battle of Ramadi, and I'm really looking forward. Your audience is very familiar with Ramadi. We've fought two major battles there. Okay, so now let's... oh, by the way, President Obama's asked Jeff Sessions to look into Barack Obama's and what they're meddling in with the Russians were.
Wow.
Turnabout is fair play. Let's see which way we want to go. Okay, well, the White House visit. We've got some people that are going to be coming to the White House today, and I'm a little concerned here that somebody's going to use this for staging. And if you look at the events that are happening, some of the people are going to be Parkland, Florida, shooting victims, family-type survivors. And some, if you kind of watch this, it has very much this kind of Black Lives Matter, Me Too kind of feel to it, these campus events that if you're not with them, you're against them type thing. They're choosing sides. They're aggressive, not Antifa aggressive. But I'm kind of thinking that somebody is going to be cued to stand up and try to call the president out so they can kind of make a big news story here. So let's listen to Christian Welker talking about the White House visit.
Says at least two dozen students, parents, and teachers are coming to the White House to meet with the president and talk about gun violence. Some of the attendees include Parkland students who've written letters to the White House asking to speak directly with the president. It's being called a listening session, but these families want action. In just a few hours, President Trump will host families who know the pain of gun violence firsthand. They'll be from places like Sandy Hook, Columbine, and the latest scene of school violence, Parkland, Florida. The face-to-face comes with the president, who ran on a platform of protecting Second Amendment rights, now showing a new willingness to make measured changes.
We must do more to protect our children. We have to do more to protect our children.
The president tweeting, whether we are Republican or Democrat, we must now focus on strengthening background checks. Earlier Tuesday, Mr. Trump asking the Justice Department to impose regulations banning bump stocks, devices which modify some guns, allowing them to shoot hundreds of rounds per minute. He first ordered a review of the attachments after the Las Vegas massacre. And while the move could face legal challenges, Mr. Trump insisting,
we cannot merely take actions that make us feel like we are making a difference.
So Trump is kind of, he kind of sees the gun issue and is moving on bump stock. He is considering raising the age of purchasing a weapon, I think it'd be smart to make get the states to do that versus for him to try to do it legislatively. I think that may end up with a problem with some of the state senators in particular. But he's trying to move the the ball down the field. Here's a couple of interesting things. If you go in and look at the bump stock and kind of the argument for it, it is not an automatic weapon. It makes a semi-automatic weapon act and sound like an automatic weapon, but it still falls within the parameters of a semi-automatic weapon. You're not changing it to automatic. And there seems to be some belief at ATF that that would be a constitutional rights problem. Now, they could go do it, and then somebody could go sue the ATF for that and take it to court and kind of follow it up the food chain and see how long it takes to get this thing done. But there would be an interesting debate within it, because it would have to go, probably would go to the Supreme Court. So let's continue on with Christian Welker and the White House visit that's going to happen today.
Meanwhile, social media is being inundated with conspiracy theories, claiming that some of the grieving students fighting for gun control are actually hired actors. Some posts like this one being shared more than 100,000 times. One of the students, falsely accused of being a part of a hoax, speaking out late Tuesday.
I'm just so sorry that these people have lost their faith in America, because I know I certainly haven't. I was a witness to this. I'm not a crisis actor.
Meanwhile, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a briefing Tuesday for the first time since Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicted 13 Russian officials for meddling in the U.S. election. Sanders said the president does believe Russia meddled. And when pressed on why Mr. Trump hasn't yet imposed sanctions against Russia that Congress passed last year, Sanders insisted the president has done a number of things to put pressure on the country and indicated there could be more action announced in the coming days. Savannah.
More action in the coming days. This young kid that's one of the main, Cameron Caskey, whose father is a former FBI agent, is on the news kind of talking. This guy is one of the chief spokesperson. It's always interesting to listen to him talk, because you can tell he's going through talking points, and kind of the bravado that he puts out there is pretty serious when he's the one that called one of the people that called the NRA a terrorist organization. So I'm going to be a little suspicious of this event happening, and I'm going to worry that somebody's going to try to grandstand with this. I hope what they do is they go in and they do a photo op, and then the press leaves, and then the people in the room just talk to the president. That would be, if I were doing the event preparation on this, I'd probably suggest it to go down like that. So the kid that's on now, he was on with Anderson Cooper, and Donald Trump Jr. had made a kind of a point saying that he agreed with a tweet that somebody had done that his father was an FBI agent. He was a former FBI agent, and they kind of accused him of doing the deep state. Let's listen into this interview.
David Hogg and his father, Kevin, who, by the way, actually was in the FBI, could make time to talk about it. David, Kevin, appreciate you being with us. First of all, that Donald Trump Jr. is liking tweets espousing a conspiracy theory involving you and your dad. I'm wondering what goes through your mind when you hear that.
I'm just so sorry that these people have lost their faith in America, because I know I certainly haven't. The fact that these people refuse to believe that something like this could happen is something that all of us don't want to believe, but the sad truth is that it is. These people saying this is absolutely disturbing, and I'm not an actor in any sense, way, shape, or form. I am the son of a former FBI agent, and that is true. But as such, it is also true that I go to Stoneman Douglas High School, and I was a witness to this. I'm not a crisis actor. I'm somebody that had to witness this and live through this, and I continue to have to do that. But I'm also that it's unbelievable to me that these people are even saying this, and the fact that Donald Trump Jr. liked that post is disgusting to me, but it's also false in terms of the sense that these people keep saying that I'm anti-Second Amendment. I'm not. I would love, if I want every American to be able to own a gun that has a mentally stable mind, a person that has a credible background that doesn't have any previous major convictions, and somebody that's not going to go out and commit these atrocities.
Now, he said he was a witness. When you are a witness, what does that mean to you, Joey?
That you witness some event or somebody's testimony?
Does it mean that you witnessed and you actually saw the shooter?
Yeah.
He didn't.
He was in a different building or something?
No, what happened is he was running out, and the janitor stepped out in front of him and stopped him from going down the hall that would have led to where the shooter was, and then they went in and got into a room. But and again, what they're trying to do is they're trying to do the safety of children. So if you criticize a child, then you're a bad person. And these kids are trying to do the right thing. My difficulty is I sense a real level of manipulation in this thing, just in watching how this thing is unfolding. And that kind of worries me of how they're doing this. And I get very concerned. I'm very suspicious that this has gotten too much gravity. I mean, did you see where Oprah Winfrey is giving them $500,000?
Oh, yeah.
And somebody else is giving them, I think George Clooney is giving them $500,000? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's $1 million. And that puts some mass and velocity behind this. It's a different level. I've suspected that somebody was already, the source kind of money was in there getting the right people to get these things organized, how to do it, what does it need to look like. But the way they go after a politician that has an R by their name, particularly Scott and Rubio, tells me that this has got too much in it. I mean, I think Scott could not win the Florida race strictly because of what's happening right now. Now, the Florida race is a long time from now, but as Barron and I were talking off mic, if I were some conservatives, what I would do is I would be here and I would be filming every one of these events, but filming the kids and what are they doing? Who's talking to them? How is this unfolding? Is it, how managed is it? Who's calling the shots? Who's the advanced person for these things? You know, how sophisticated is it? Because that will tell you whether it's a team or not. And I keep looking at the events to kind of see how they get what we call cued. And I notice they always pick up during the event, not at the beginning of an event, not when something is, you're doing the introduction, you're starting, because you can watch that and kind of get a feel for who is handling that event and what do the handlers have. And particularly what I'm going to be looking for are radios in the audience where people are on walkie-talkies going back and forth and talking to people. That would tell me this is a level of organization and sophistication that's pretty high up there. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back after this quick break.
Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights, just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Wednesday.
Sometimes I can't see past today. I know I'm growing tired and I feel it, yeah. In the song that I sing when the notes begin to ring.
Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, Dan. How y'all doing?
Doing good, my... How are you? Let me... First of all, where are you?
I'm back in Prattville.
Oh, okay. I have...
I was up north this morning. Okay. Back down there. So what do we know so far about this young boy who did the shooting? Do we know what his motive was? Why did he go to the school? Was he targeting someone at school? Has any of these questions been answered?
Those questions have not been answered. There's some kind of interesting things. There was a public health person went in and met with him not long ago and said that she didn't feel that he was mentally unstable or would cause harm or hurt other people, hurt himself or other people.
Right.
When we look at every failure here, every failure is going to be a government person so far.
Right. Well, the question that I have is, I mean, I understand the young students that are traumatized by this. I mean, that's natural, that these children have been exposed to something that they should never be exposed to. But until all these questions are really answered, there's a whole lot of things that need to be eliminated first.
Yeah, like what?
And, you know, was someone bullying or doing something to this child at that school?
Now, well, he got thrown out of the school, and he got thrown out of the school because he gave a threat and to a text to his former girlfriend's boyfriend.
Right. I understand that, but, I mean, long-term here, they really need to, you know, people need to kind of wait. And another thing that really threw me off with this, Dan, didn't the age was 16 at first, and then it went to 19 of the young boy?
I actually do kind of vaguely remember the mentioning of 16, but he is 19.
Okay, so he is 19. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's another question. Was he enlisted in school as a 16-year-old?
No, he was... Well, you can be in high school. It was last year that he was in school, and then they asked him to not be there. He was going to adult school at night, or during the day, rather.
Right. I'm like everybody else. I kind of believe that a lot of this pounding the pavement about guns and everything else is really not going to help this situation from happening again. I think, you know, like y'all said, mental health issues. And when we're dealing with a school, I think that everybody needs to hold judgment for a little while and let a full investigation to go on. And let's make sure, and I'm not saying this is what happened, that this kid wasn't traumatized by any staff members or school members in that school that would have caused some type of retaliation of this. If it didn't happen, then it didn't happen. But, when I hear some of these students talk, I get the kind of same thoughts that I guess some other people are getting, that it kind of sounds like these kids have got it together a little too much into where their speech and everything is just, it's a little too clean.
Yeah, well, and my problem with it, having been somebody who's done events before, is that it's it is too talking point oriented. It's like everybody has got, has, you know, write down your thoughts, and then what they do is they turn it into talking points, or they hand them talking points. Or here's a, here's another way of doing it, is you have a focus group meeting with people, you do notes, and you hear them talk, and then what you do is you write down what they're saying, and you get it cleaner, and you hand it back to them in a talking point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I sure hope we do find a lot of this stuff out, so we can get some clarity to it.
Yeah.
The first and foremost thing that I'm wanting to know is, why did he wind up in that particular area in the school that he did? Was these people targeted by him specifically? And then also, was he any type of nonsense going on why he was attending the school? Those are the three major things that I would like to have answered.
Yeah, the other one is, I want to know who made the telephone call to the hotline on January the 5th. Was it possibly, was it possibly the friend that was living in the house, that he, his, the son that was living in his friend's house? Did he possibly do that? The other thing is, he had 10 weapons. Only three of them were legal. The other seven were not. One including an AK-47, but he had several handguns.
Right, and I understand his father and mother had passed, so I don't know if maybe he might have picked some of those weapons up through his, father's guns or his, purchased them or what.
I'm not sure where the father is. The mother passed back in November of influenza. And here's another thing I found out, that he inherited a chunk of change in the neighborhood of $800,000. And the lady who she was, whose house they were living in, she's trying to get custody of that money.
Yeah, correct. I think there's a younger son involved. And also that there's a lot of speculation flying around about that, but... I'll say let's get to the bottom of the school deal and see. And I just hope this is not going to be another Vegas-type deal where we never find out all the details. I mean, it seems like that just went away and they don't want to tell us nothing else about it. And this situation here, we need to know, the parents need to know, people need to know, because let's put it out there and be clear that we got students that go into these schools in Columbine and other places that did these horrible things. But let's not deny that we also got people in some schools in past history, staff members and others, that done some horrible things to students. So let's get to the bottom of it. Let's find out the real truth of what happened, and let's learn from it, move forward, and pray for everybody.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate the telephone call. Let me tell you something. What happens, folks, is... it's just like the kid who goes in and puts the paper in front of the parent and says, you got to sign this, you got to sign this, you got to turn this in today. And they're trying to get a quick signature so they can go to school and get off the hook because there was something wrong. Whenever anybody is in a rush to do something like this that is so very important and they want to do it fast, there's something wrong with it. And we need to slow down and get the breakdown of this thing. Rodney's absolutely right. We need to find out what failed here. Because I can tell you the FBI failed. We know that. We can know the police department was at his house when he was a kid there with his mother 39 times. The parents that were he was staying with said he was perfectly fine. Everything was good. Well, they had to know that he had pistols. They knew he was 19. You can't own a pistol when you're under 21. You can't purchase a pistol when you're under 21. So how did he get all of these things? And we need the forensics on this. What did the counselor say? What was the text that was there? Who made the decision to move him out? What happened in the Broward PD, the sheriff's department, when they showed up at the house? What happened to the government health inspector that went out, public health person, who went out and interviewed him, who said, no, it looks like everything's okay? There's a lot of folks involved in this thing. It isn't the gun is the issue. The system failed. Newstalk 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
My bed is gone.
Show.